Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Thursday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I am continuing a series that I started this last Monday, and I'm talking about a sure foundation. This is just talking about the importance of the Word of God to your life. The single most important thing in your Christian life is the Word. You know, that could be debated. There's a lot of people that would say that prayer is the single most important thing. And I'm not trying to say that prayer is not important. But, you know, I remember studying the life of one of the great prayer warriors. I won't mention his name, but, I mean, he lived back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, and there's been a lot of people that looked to him for direction on prayer, and he did a lot of things about prayer. And anyway, he would pray hours and hours and hours. And there's certainly a lot of good things about prayer. But you know, as I read his book, one of the questions was asked him at the end of his life, if you had it to do over, what would you have done differently? And you know what, this man who really emphasized prayer and was powerful in prayer, you know what he said? He says, I'd have spent more time in the Word. And the person who was interviewing him was just astounded and says, you mean you would have prayed less and have spent more time in the Word? And he says, if I would have been in the Word more, I would have had more faith. I would have known how to pray better, and my prayers would have been more effective. And so here was one of the, you know, self-fashioned experts on prayer that was saying if he had it to do over, he'd have spent more time in the Word. I'm not saying that the Word is all we do, but the Word makes everything else work better because this is where we get our faith from, Romans 10, 17. So then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. The Word of God is how we get the knowledge of God. And it says over in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, it says, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. You know, that says that all things, you know, in the Greek, what that means? It means all things. And it means there is nothing. It doesn't matter if it's healing that you need, if it's prosperity that you need, if you need joy, if you need deliverance from some oppression and discouragement, if you're in a relationship that's falling, if you need wisdom for the future and what is God's will for you, all things that pertain unto life and godliness come through the knowledge of Him. And then look at the next verse, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. This knowledge of God gave us these exceeding great and precious promises. So it's saying that the Word of God, where all of these promises are located, is the knowledge of God. And it's this knowledge, the Word, that gives us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Anything that you need, any good thing that you need, comes through the Word of God. Man, that's powerful. The Word of God is the single most important thing. Yes, prayer is important, but you will pray better. You will pray properly if you get hold of the Word of God. Yes, living right and acting is important, but your actions should follow what you believe. If you believe wrong, you're going to act wrong. If you believe wrong, you're going to pray wrong. The Word of God is the single most important thing. It is the foundation of everything else. And you don't have to look any further than this to find why most lives aren't prospering more than they are. And you know what? If you don't meditate in the Word of God, and if you don't take the Word of God and make it the foundation of your life, then something else is going to be the foundation. And I can guarantee you this is the only foundation that will last. So we've been using the last couple of days this parable from Mark chapter 4, verses 26 through 29. And it says in verse 26, this is Jesus speaking. He said, so is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day. Now, that's what we've talked about up until this point, that you just have to put the Word in the ground and give it time. The ground here, if you were to go back up into the parable of the sower, sowing the seed, which I'll be dealing with next, The ground is our heart. You have to take the seed and put it in the ground. You have to take the word and put it in your heart, not in your head, but in your heart. And you have to give it time. That's what we were talking about yesterday. And look at this in verse 27. It says, he should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. He knoweth not how. Now, this is really important to me. You know, maybe not everybody this will bless as much as me, but when I first got really turned on to the Lord, you know, I wasn't a bad person. I'm not into trying to just put myself down, but I was not a special person. There was nothing special about me. I've been mediocre, average my whole life. I was always average in everything that I did. I had enough, like in athletics, I had enough that I could be good, but I was paralyzed by what people thought about me. And anyway, everything I'd ever done was always average. And then when the Lord intervened in my life, I was in my first year of college, secular college, University of Texas at Arlington. And when the Lord touched my life, the first thing He did was tell me to leave college. And, you know, everybody in my family was an educator. My mother, my father at one time was a principal. Now, he became an insurance salesman toward the end of his life, but he was an educator. My brother, my sister, my in-laws, my outlaws, everybody in my family has been an educator, and education was it. And like I said, I'd always just been mediocre. And then as soon as God touched my life, He told me to quit school. And when I quit school, I mean everybody, every person that I knew began to start telling me, you're going to be a failure. You'll never make it. You can't make it without going to college. You have to have an education. And again, please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. If you're going to be a doctor or a dentist or something, certainly you need to have that education and know what you're doing. But for what God called me to do, my education was going to be through the Word of God in the school of the Holy Spirit. It wasn't going to be in a secular university. And I was following God, but everybody was telling me you were going to be an absolute failure. And I remember this verse right here ministered to me. It ministered to me tremendously, maybe just because of where I was coming from and everybody had been prophesying that I was going to absolutely fail. I saw right here that it says you just take this seed, the Word, you sow it in your heart, you sleep and rise night and day, you give it time, and it just springs up and grows you know not how. And I remember that when the Lord spoke this to me, that I just thought about when you put a seed in the ground, I don't understand how that seed works. And as far as I know, the scientists, with all of their ability, they can tell you how a seed germinates. They can tell you how long. They can tell you the right time of the year. They can tell you the temperature of the ground. They can tell you the moisture content of the soil. And they can tell you a lot about it. But as to why it really works, nobody knows. Man can produce a seed that looks identical to a real seed. It could be the same weight. It could be the same color. It could even have the same chemicals in it. It can look identical. And yet, if you take a man-made seed and put it in the ground, it will not grow. And a corn stalk won't grow out of it because it's man-made. They can tell you a lot about it. They can imitate it, but nobody really understands. It's just a miracle of God. I've actually read about how that they went into the tombs of the pharaohs and found seeds that were 4,000-6,000 years old, and they've taken those seeds and planted them in the ground, and boom, they grow. That's a miracle. They've been dormant for thousands of years, and yet put it in the right condition, and it just grows. And so here's my point, is that you don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to be the smartest person. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I don't claim that I understand all of these things. But you know what? This really ministered to me that it's just the Word that is going to produce victory. If I would meditate in the Word and if I would renew my mind with the Word, that it's just the nature of a seed. You put it in the ground, and if the conditions are right, that seed will grow, even if it's been dormant for thousands of years. It is the nature of this Word when you put it in your heart, that it just begins to grow. I don't know if that helps you, but boy, that blesses me. It's just the way that God made it. Why do you put a seed in the ground and it grows? I don't know. Again, science doesn't know because they can't reproduce it. They can learn to cooperate with it, but they can't reproduce it. It's just the way that God made it. It didn't evolve. God made it this way. God spoke it into existence. It is an absolute miracle. You know, I've heard that if you take a kernel of corn and plant it in the ground, that it produces one stalk, and on one stalk there's like 3 ears of corn, and each ear of corn has, I forget the number now, but it was 700 or 800 kernels of corn. So you plant one kernel in the ground and you get 3 ears of corn with 700. If you just use the lowest figure, 700, that'd be 2,100 kernels of corn come from every one that you plant. Man, that's a miracle. I don't understand that. Nobody understands it. But does that mean that you can't use it? Does that mean that I can't plant corn in the ground and grow corn? No, I don't understand it, but I understand enough that I can make it work in my life. And this really ministered to me, that it's just the way that God created it. God created your heart, that whatever you put in your heart, again, I'm not talking about up here just in your file system in your head, but whatever you meditate on, whatever goes into the core of you, your heart will just start causing that thing to germinate. Now, this is good and bad, because if you plant the Word in there, it's just the way that God made it. God's Word is an incorruptible seed, 1 Peter 1:23. God's Word is powerful. And when you plant it in your heart, God just made it that when that Word enters your heart, if you leave it there, it just begins to grow and germinate, and it'll change your entire life. It'll get rid of discouragement and depression. It'll get rid of sickness. It'll get rid of poverty. It'll get rid of strife in your life. God's Word can change everything if you just take it and put it in your heart. But the downside of this is that if you take ungodliness and if you meditate on people that are raping and plundering and murdering and killing and these sitcoms that are on television, or if you read these trash novels, and whatever you put in your heart, it's just the nature of your heart to make grow what you plant in it. Boy, this is simple. Again, this is so simple that some people are missing what I'm saying because they just are looking for something more complicated. But this is really as simple as your life is. If your life is a mess, if you've got hurt and pain, if you are depressed and discouraged, sick and poor, it didn't happen accidentally. You've planted it. And somebody might take offense and say, no, I didn't plant this. Well, you may not have gone out and say, I want sickness. But you allowed this world to plant things in your life that made you unable to resist and overcome sickness. Like, for instance, you've taken, well, I'm only human. And I'm just like everybody else. See, that's not true. The Word of God teaches you that if you've been born again, you are now recreated. You are a new creature and you have the same power on the inside of you that raised Christ from the dead. A lack of planting that truth will make you susceptible to the lies that the world says that you're only human and what can I do? Cancer is bigger than me. That's not true. That's true to a person that hasn't been born again and doesn't have God living on the inside of them. But see, if you allow that untruth to be planted in your life, and if you meditate on it and think, well, who am I? Why would God answer my prayer? That is what has allowed these things to grow. So whether you can connect these dots, whether you follow what I'm saying and understand it or not, whatever's coming up in your life, you planted there. If you don't like the results, do 2 things. First of all, root up what you've planted. Renounce it. Turn from it. Quit doing that. And plant in your heart the Word of God. And if you do that, it's just like this verse says, that you just sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. You could say grow up of itself. This isn't something that really you have to make happen. Whether you understand it or not, this is working in your life already. If you're depressed, you have allowed depressing things to be planted in your heart. And that's what you have put your attention on and meditated on. And you know what? It's bearing a crop. The depression, the discouragement, the fear, the bitter, the anger, all of these things have been planted in your heart. It's working. Somebody may think, well, I don't know if this works or not. It's already working. It's working. Whatever you got in your life right now, you sowed it. You planted it. I know that that's a hard word, and some of you think, well, man, this is condemning me. It's not meant to condemn. It's meant to enlighten you. It's like if a person had a garden out here and you wanted tomatoes. And so you dig out this garden, but then you just throw whatever seed you want in there. I mean, you throw a watermelon seed in there, or you throw in thorns and briars, and you do all of these kind of things. And you say, but I worked this garden. I have done all of this effort. I've put fertilizer on it. But what did you plant? You aren't going to reap anything except what you planted. And if you are reaping something in your life that you don't like, this may feel like a hard word to you, but it's meant to help you, that it's because you planted the wrong thing. You know, you could go to a store and maybe, let's just say that somebody did a cruel trick and they took a seed packet that said it was tomatoes, and instead of it being tomatoes, it was some other seed, and they put those other seeds in there. And then you go to all of this work and you dig your garden and you plant those seeds, and when something grows up, what would you think if you said, well, I know I planted tomato seeds and yet here's watermelons. It didn't work. No, whatever you've got growing there is what you planted. Now, it may have been in a package that said it was tomato seeds, but if it produces watermelons, I guarantee it wasn't a tomato seed. You don't get watermelons from anything except a watermelon seed. You don't get tomatoes from anything but a tomato seed. Now, again, in the natural realm, see, most people say that. But in the spiritual realm, I have people come to me all of the time, and they say, I'm trying to believe God for my healing, and I start sharing the seed, the Word of God with that. Oh, I've done all of this, and I'm still sick, and it doesn't work. See, that's like a person saying, oh, well, I planted tomatoes, and yet it just grows watermelons. I don't know why, but it just happened. No. You may have thought you were planting tomato seeds, but whatever you grew is what you planted. If you aren't walking in victory, it's because you haven't planted the true Word of God. Now, religion complicates this issue because it tells us things and says this is the way it is, and it's not true. It's not a true godly seed. It's just religion. And so there's people that think they're doing what the Word says, and all they are is religious. But I'm telling you that whatever you reap is what you sowed. It's just that simple. I don't have to be with you when you plant a garden. All I got to do is be there when something grows up, and I can tell you what you planted in your garden because you reap what you sow. Same thing is true in the spiritual realm. Whatever you are reaping right now is what you've sown. Maybe your intentions were for it to be something else. Maybe you wanted tomatoes, but if you didn't get tomatoes, you didn't plant them. And I tell you, in the spiritual realm, maybe you wanted healing, maybe you wanted joy, maybe you wanted peace, but if you aren't reaping it, if the crop isn't there, it's because you haven't sown it. This is just so simple. This is just the way that God made it, and you don't have to do much. You know, you've never seen an apple tree. I bet you not a single person watching this program has ever walked by an apple tree and heard that thing groan. And then shake, and then let out a yell, and just, boom, here's an apple. That's not the way that apples come. You just plant that seed, and it is the nature of that seed to produce an apple tree, and then apple, and it just comes effortlessly. It's the nature. It doesn't come without some effort, I guess you could say. It has to endure storms. It has to go through the winter. But really, it doesn't do it. It's the nature of that tree to produce apples. Likewise, if you take the Word of God and just put it in your heart, you don't have to understand it. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. Like it says here, you don't even know how it works. You don't have to understand it all. Just trust me. Try it and see. If you will take the Word of God and meditate in the Word, day and night. Joshua 1:8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then, when you've meditated in it day and night, then shall you make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success." The Word of God sown in your heart produces prosperity. It produces success. If you aren't having prosperity, if you aren't having success, you have not meditated in the Word day and night. Maybe you've had a little devotion where you spend a couple of minutes in it, but then you go out and dig it up the rest of the day and operate in strife and bitterness or whatever. But if you meditate in the Word day and night, all it'll produce is prosperity. All it'll produce is success. As it says in Romans chapter 8, verse 6, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. In John 6:63, Jesus was speaking and he says, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." So put that together with Romans 8, 6. To be spiritually minded is talking about to be word minded, because the word is spirit and life. If you meditate in the word, then all it produces is life and peace. If you've got something other than life and peace growing in your life, it's because you have meditated on something other than the Word. I know that there's some people watching who say, "Well, man, that's tight," but it's right. It's the truth. It's a law. In your garden, I don't care how sincere you were, I don't care what that package said, whatever you've reaped is what you sowed. It's the same thing in the spiritual realm. You may have been sincere. Maybe you've been going to church and maybe your intentions were right, but you've been duped or something, because if you aren't reaping the right results, you have sown the wrong things in your life. It's again, Romans 8, 6, to be carnally minded is death. Are you experiencing death? Then you've been carnally minded. It could even be religious carnal mindedness. But if you are experiencing death, it's because you sowed carnal mindedness. But if you are reaping life, it's because you've sown the Word of God. You've been spiritually minded. And it's a law. Just like planting a seed in your garden guarantees you're going to reap this. Whatever you are reaping is a result of what you've sown. So you need, if you want different results, you need to go sowing God's Word. And the way you sow it is you can't meditate on something you haven't read. The first step is you've got to read the Bible. Now, reading the Bible is it's a step, it's an important step, but that's not all there is to it. You have to learn to meditate in it, let the Holy Spirit quicken it to you, but the Holy Spirit can't quicken to you what you haven't read. There's no way around it. You are going to have to, first of all, read it before you can get the benefit from it. There's more to it than that, but that is a first step. And this is what we're talking about, is laying a sure foundation. I'm out of time on today's program, but I am going to continue this tomorrow and even into the next few weeks talking about this. And I tell you, this could change your life. This has changed mine. This is it. This is the foundation. You need to get this teaching. So I'd like to encourage you to listen to our announcer as he gives you some information about how you can get our materials, and then call or write today.
Andrew's complete teaching titled A Sure Foundation is available on either CD or on DVD as seen on TV. Each is available for a gift of any amount. Make sure to specify whether you want the CD or DVD album when you contact us. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. The first teaching in the Sure Foundation series titled Laying a Sure Foundation is available on CD for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will send this first CD free of charge when you write or call. We'd also like to remind you that Andrew's latest book titled Living in the Balance of Grace and Faith is available in hardback for a gift of any amount. Our helpline is closed today to allow our employees to celebrate the holiday. But you can always visit our website, where you can order ministry materials online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. On our website, you'll not only find materials from today's broadcast, you'll find a wealth of ministry resources available to you. If you prefer, you can order materials by writing us. Use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to remind you that today, because it's the New Year's Eve broadcast, that our helpline is closed. We're giving our employees a day off. But you can go to our website, and on the website it'll have today's program featured. It'll show you what the offers are, and you could order our materials right off the website. And while you're there, check it out. We have about 8 years worth of my television programs there, about 12 years worth of radio programs that are all free for you to view or listen to. I have hundreds of my teachings that are available. We have a guest book, and there's just a lot of things. That is one of the greatest websites you'll find. So the address is on your screen. Remember that our phone center is closed today, so if you'd like to receive these materials, please go to our website.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Phoenix, Arizona for a Gospel Truth seminar this week, December 31st through January 2nd, and in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the Charis Bible College Men's Advance, January 28th through the 30th. He'll also be in Orlando, Florida for a Gospel Truth Seminar February 4th through the 6th and in Merritt Island, Florida, February 7th. And in Colorado Springs for Charis Bible College Campus Days, March 10th through the 12th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net. Anna has a heart to reach the lost, but she needs help getting started. Sean feels a call to the ministry, but he also feels unprepared. Ben and Maggie have been Christians for a long time, but in their golden years, they want a deeper relationship with the Lord. Are you like Anna or Sean or Ben and Maggie? If so, take the next step. Call, write, or go to our website and ask for the Charis Bible College brochure and DVD. Andrew Womack founded Charis Bible College to help you discover your destiny. There is joy and fulfillment awaiting you, the kind that only comes from knowing you are doing what God created you to do. Take that first step today. Call, write, or go to the website and ask about CBC. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more Gospel Truth.
I'm just saying that there is no reason for us to sit here and feel like, well, it's just so hard, I don't know how to do it. It is not hard. You take the seed and plant it in the ground, and it's going to produce fruit. You take the Word of God and put it in your heart, and it'll produce fruit. If you haven't got fruit, it's because you haven't put it in your heart. You haven't protected it. You've allowed things to come and steal away the Word that's been sown. But it is as simple as what I'm talking about. It's not necessarily easy. One of the hardest things you're ever going to do is to turn off all of the junk that occupies you, to quit doing all of the things that our modern life has used to choke the Word of God and give priority to the seed.